Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features you'll find there totally free. Freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the website. So if you're online and you find something that is interesting that you think our other listeners would enjoy that you might want to hear on the air, you can submit it to our website, submit it as show prep, and then it pops up in the upcoming stories queue. Listeners at that point can then vote on whether they like or dislike what you've suggested. You can vote on things too, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive. All right, you take control. 800-259-9231. We go to Nick, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey.
Yesterday, I went on Facebook and was dismayed to see that the very friend of mine who first introduced me to the Ron Paul campaign had signed on with the campaign to prevent Congress from cutting public funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds PBS and National Public Radio.
Huh.
I like PBS and NPR with some reservations, but I don't think that people who don't want to pay for it should be put in prison or shot. This annoys me so much about the expansion of... Hi, Mark.
Oh, you were watching the webcam. Mark has just walked in from his little political meeting or wherever it was that he was tonight. Good evening, Mark.
Fire station.
Ah, okay. Right. So Nick was telling us about the – we were just talking – actually, you just missed us. We were discussing the protests in Wisconsin where government employees, 10,000 of them, are converging on the state capitol or worse, converging earlier today. They're upset because the pension funds are going to be – you know, in they're in trouble, basically. And apparently, they're not the only government workers that are having a tough time. The NPR employees and the Public Broadcasting Service employees are also upset because apparently the proposal is on the table to cut their funding to – nothing. Now, it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, that the at least NPR is only funded 10% by the
I've heard as low as 5.
Well, I've heard 10%, but I don't know if the employees are mad. It's the fans who seem to be mad. But this is what annoys me so much about the expansion of government. Once something starts receiving government funding, it becomes a sin to cut that funding. And everybody's got their own pet program that they will never forgive you for wanting it to be cut. Because then it's like, oh, don't you like public radio? Or, oh, don't you like healthcare or whatever it is?
It was always the programs in school, like choir, band. You're like, oh, they would act like you're killing children to not fund their musical instruments or something.
You
it's
know,
horrible.
And I would think NPR is really one of the government's big successes. You know, people always talk about you know, the failures of government. There's a couple out there that have done okay. And NPR back in the 70s, they started dumping money into this thing, and they've actually created a product that people want to fund voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
They get 90%, 95%. I've heard different numbers. Somewhere between 85 and 95% of their budget from you know, corporations and individuals that want to fund them. What in the heck do they need the government for anyway?
Right, what's the 10%?
If they were to go on, open up those mics, crack open those mics and talk to the hundreds of thousands, millions of listeners that they have and say, look, the government just cut our funding. I want you to take that into consideration when you're giving the next time. I'll bet you their budget would increase, not decrease.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
But the Facebook campaign, I don't know if anybody from NPR was involved in it, but it was called something like "Don't Let Congress Pull the Plug on NPR."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who thinks that cutting 10% of funding counts as pulling the plug.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of language that's used in politics.
People act like society will collapse tomorrow if we cut back on all these programs that America did fine without for like 100 years.
You'd act the same way if you were getting a free check from the government.
And by the way, I mean, what is being proposed here is not particularly outrageous. If you look around, especially in the radio business, when we're talking about NPR, it's public radio, you look around the radio business, there have been people in our business that have been told, hey, you either take this 10% cut in salary or you don't have your job anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, revenues are down far more than 10 or 15% in many of the big radio companies. A lot of people have lost their jobs. You know, people in radio, a lot of them are in good shape if they've had their pay cut by 10%.
So maybe some of the NPR employees will have to, you know, cut back on a cup of coffee every day or something like that if this goes into play and it doesn't, they don't end up making more money down the road, which I think think they would. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I highly doubt they wouldn't be making money.
I think if they had less, I think if they were less on the public dole, maybe it would improve. Sometimes I worry that their reporting is affected by the fact that they get public funding. I watched the PBS NewsHour when they covered CPAC, and the analyst Mark Shields commented that nobody at CPAC mentioned Egypt except for one glancing reference by Rick Santorum, who said that Obama should have backed Mubarak or something like that. Well, I went on YouTube and found Ron Paul's speech, and he spent the first 5 minutes talking about Egypt.
Mm. Yeah. You know,
clearly they're biased. Yeah.
Well,
everyone
I mean,
knows it.
Yeah, what news out there isn't biased anymore, though?
Right.
True.
So thanks for bringing that to the forefront. I was hoping it would come up at some point. I didn't actually have a piece. I saw the similar ad, and I didn't really feel like it was worth spending a lot of time on, but I think it's good to bring it up, and I'm glad you did. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah. Did you hear what happened to Lara Logan from CBS News?
No, who's that?
Oh, Lara Logan.
Like,
she was
beat up in Egypt or something.
Well, she was sexually assaulted by a mob the moment when Mubarak stepped down.
Oh no!
Very tragic. Mm. So my thoughts are with her.
What kind of mob was this? I mean,
oh, it was just street protesters. I'm not really all that sure on the details. But,
jeez.
It sounds horrible. And
that's too bad, because we'd heard that most of the folks that were protesting were pretty peaceful, and that the people that weren't were actually the Mubarak supporters.
Yeah, the pro-Mubarak supporters who just happened to be very militarized and have, like, horses and weapons.
Yeah,
and
so are we sure it was regular protesters, or it was possibly Mubarak's people?
Well, it's hard to say, but, in any group of people, you're always going to have some who are a little, violent or whatever.
Mm. Thanks for the call tonight, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, U.S. citizens probably weren't the favorite people around there at that time. Mm. I don't know. Just saying.
All right, so you can take control of the airwaves here. Maybe you're a little more on the inside of what's going on with NPR and this, I guess, movement to save their 10%. It just seems like so piddly. It seems like what's the big deal? It's a 10% cutback. It's not going to put them out of business.
Every other radio company in the country has taken these kind of cuts, at least these kind of cuts. And so many employees, including CEOs on down, many cases, have taken these kind of
We've
cuts.
We've taken a 25% cut in AMP. AMP's dropped by quite a bit over the last couple of years because of people just, slowly dropping off due to financial constraints in their lives. I mean, I'm not bitching and moaning every, let's start, we're having a tough time here.
Well, even if you were doing that,
I don't
that would
spend
be okay.
All, well, but, yeah. But also, I don't spend everything that comes in either, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the purpose of the Free Talk Live AMP program is to promote the show, but I also understand that it's important to have a little bit, just in case you need it in kind of a rainy day situation. And so, I don't spend to the income of AMP. There's a few hundred bucks that come in every month that just kind of get socked away just in case we need to do something like buy some hardware for an affiliate or something like that that is unexpected. And like, for instance, this year, they're switching, from a technical standpoint, the whole transmission system is changing for most radio stations, and that is going to possibly require us to buy something like 10 $1,000 receivers at one time for some of our radio stations to keep them on board. So
yeah, we've got the gizmo, the receiver that we had is going to be, out of date, and we're going to need to get new ones.
Right. So, I mean, We'll do our best to scatter it out over time, but there's a deadline coming up, and some of our stations may not have been able to afford their own receiver, and it will be Free Talk Live to the rescue, or in this case, the Free Talk Live amplifiers to the rescue.
In that case, it'll be a contract for Free Talk Live to be kept for a while, too. Generally, that's how that goes. Yeah, I mean, NPR has the opportunity here to make more money and be seen as one of
independent.
The government's shining stars of success.
And if truly be to cut the chains, to be truly independent at that point. Because if you've got a government program, it started as a government program and has become fully self-funding, you no longer have a coercive, monopolistic programming. You've got an independent business. You're right, Mark. That really would be a success story. It's an expensive one. We all had to pay for it. I don't get to see any of the returns off of that. But anyway, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Ron Paul, the crack dealer? That's according to Forbes. We'll explain what that's all about in moments. It's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. You can put whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there for free. So head on over there. You can see the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com, and joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right, so, don't forget, another feature on our website, our webcam, allows you to watch, listen, and chat. You can see the chat room built into the same page there over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free and brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, the private labeling can be done overnight. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, Thomas is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, guys. Hey. I want to bring up the subject of the Veterans Administration budget.
Sure.
It was a topic on a famous radio station, and it talked about how much it has grown in the last couple of years. And it's because the post 9/11 GI Bill, and I don't think people realize how generous those benefits are, and kind of how over the top those benefits are for somebody who comes back and serves, and they get free college, completely free college, and they get paid a certain amount per month while they're going to college, and it's totally changed the whole idea of the GI Bill, and I just think it's a little much.
Yeah, you know, when we were having trouble recruiting back there in 2005, 2006, they probably increased the benefits in order to get new folks in the door, and then when they have a economic, you know, crisis going on, and they have a lot more people are signing up hand over fist now to go off into the military, so they don't need the incentives that they do. Because it's the government, it can't react to market forces, and you know, you're stuck with those big government benefits again.
Yeah, they are, and it actually was I think it was $25 billion for the last fiscal year, and that's a big amount of money. But to think that they put that many people who have come out of the armed forces into college for free, and they're actually kind of fretting about cutting, you know, a few billion dollars here and there, but it's like they've actually put these people through college, and it's a little too much. They pay us while we go to fight, then they pay us while we go to school.
Well, some would say that there's not. Some would say that you can never give too much to the veterans.
Yeah.
No, I think you can.
They died for your freedom.
Yeah, or they were willing to.
Mm-hmm.
Or they signed up to do certain things. And
you just hate America, man. You just hate America.
Oh, come on. Well, no, of course not.
Well, you hate our veterans.
No. I am one. I do want to say that
you don't support yourself. You hate yourself. You're a self-hating troop.
Come on. I listened to you guys when I was over there. I really like your show, and I used to listen to you guys for about 6 months straight while I went to sleep. And I really enjoy what you guys do. And I've talked to my local radio station. And
great.
I love what you guys do.
So well, I appreciate it.
Very many troops listen to Free Talk Lives over there. We've certainly had people call in from Iraq. We've had a lot of people say that they listened while they were over there. But
we had at least one guy move here to New Hampshire as a result.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that might be a little much for me, but I definitely spread the word, and I definitely told my friends about, you know, the freedom movement, and tried to persuade them to understand what you guys think and why that is right. And I did some progress. So.
Do you regret joining the military?
No, I don't, because I did get a good opportunity to see what goes on, you know, at the ground level, and it confirmed all my suspicions and reasons I joined, and because I worked in a prison, and
so your odds of death by gunfire or explosion were fairly limited then.
Well, the first tour I was in a prison. The next tour I was driving the streets of Baghdad.
Wow.
The first tour I saw the Iraqis face to face, man to man, and I knew why we had arrested them and what they were in there for, and it's, you know, it confirmed my, you know, what you guys believe. It's kind of a total chaotic, misplaced thing where we're arresting farmers because this guy says this about him, and it was totally, you know, it was sorry. It was really sad to see these people being arrested and put into prison because of, you know, these circumstances where they didn't speak the same language, and this guy's writing out this guy, and we're throwing him in a prison where he's scared for his life, and he doesn't know. But I do say that this was after Abu Ghraib, and, mm-hmm. and we treated him good, and I made sure that, you know, I was a low-level guy, but when I was in control of the keys, I made sure that these guys were treated fair as much as I could.
So you didn't see any of the you didn't see any of the handcuffing to the ceiling stuff that was documented in Abu Ghraib?
Oh, no.
But
no,
you did see a prison full of people that didn't belong there.
Exactly, you know. So, so what if they weren't handcuffed to the ceiling? We snatched these guys off the street and put them in a dungeon for however long until...
It's horrible, yeah. When you're at a subsistence level, it's hard to provide for your family when you're in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Hopefully exactly. Their family was still alive out there, too. I mean, you never know what...
Yeah,
can you imagine being in jail?
A war going on. I mean, you have to be worried sick about your family
right,
outside.
Coming out of jail and then finding out that your family perished in some sort of an explosion while you were in there, or that your daughter's been raped by some military member or something like that.
That was some of their concerns. I mean, they were worried about their family because these were... you know, military-age men, and they'd get picked up for whatever reason, and the first thing they were worried about was what happened to their family. You know, I don't know what happened to my family, and it was a pretty sad situation.
It really was. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I appreciate the story at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, actually, you don't really know how often rape happens because it's only rare that they get caught for it.
Yeah, that's the circumstance. But a new article came out where one third of female military members report being sexually assaulted. I can only imagine how often it happens out there when it's not a military member. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know
where there's no due process. For those people, right. Those poor Iraqi folks.
Can you imagine how little due process there is for our own female, the United States government's female military members? If one third of them. Report sexual assaults?
Yeah, I was reading stories where they would. There were literally women dying of thirst because they were afraid to drink water after a certain hour. Because if they went to use the restrooms at night, that's where they would get them.
Oh my goodness. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Is Ron Paul pushing financial crack? According to Forbes, he is, and we'll get into that here in a moment. You can, of course, bring up anything as well. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ron Paul, he looks so friendly at first glance. You'd never guess he was pushing crack. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. At first, it's free.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla Technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go and visit Meg's website, libertyflare.com. You can get your hands on some Flare, which are one-inch buttons to allow you to wear them on your maybe your lapel or perhaps your backpack or wherever else you can stick them. And maybe start some conversations about the ideas of freedom. And at the same time, when you buy the buttons over at libertyflare.com, you may actually benefit the organizations that may be represented on said buttons.
There are several sponsors. Most of them are labeled sponsored, so you know, and they'll get 50% of everything. So.
And it's cheap.
It's very so cheap.
Great way to get a conversation started and spread the ideas of freedom. Libertyflare.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. The deadline is March the 1st. It's coming up, and the berths are as low as $535, double occupancy. You don't have to have all of that up front when you go to cruise.freetalklive.com. You can just use $200, reserve the room, but you got to do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue and take your phone calls about what you want. Dennis, listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, great.
Yeah, when I called in talking to one of you right there, I just said that I have all three Rambo movies. And these are really good ones. These are special edition ones anyway. But the thing is, with Rambo 1, Sheriff Teasel, when he comes out of his office, he's nice to people that he sees right there, real friendly, because he knows he's an elected official.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's answerable to the people. All right? Fine. Well, why don't we just make the entire police forces that same way, where you don't go to a police academy. The only thing you learn there is how to be a criminal and break the law. That's it. You don't learn anything else of any importance whatsoever. So let's have the police run for office, just like the sheriffs do, and then they know they're answerable to us. They screw up, they get removed from their position.
Maybe that is a, maybe that's a step in the right direction, but at the same time, I don't think it will be very successful.
Lots of corrupt sheriffs manage to make it year after year after year. It seems like...
In elections.
You know, elections really just seem like rubber stamps for incumbents.
And besides, what are you going to do? Elect all of the police? I mean, you're talking about how large of a force are we talking about? Who's going to do the research on that? I mean, it's already people don't research the so-called representatives that they're voting for.
The vast majority of people, it seems to me, when they go to local elections, they don't know who they're voting for. They vote down party line, or they'll pick a name that they like. Oh, Anderson. That's a nice name. My first grade teacher was named Anderson. And they'll check it off. And, I mean, I'm saying this because I've done it.
Yeah. And if you actually did go and spend the time to look into every candidate, you'd be wasting so much of your time.
And you're probably lying.
Yeah, and, like, it's no guarantee that your guy that you figured out was the right guy is going to get in anyway. And even if he does, who says he's ever going to do anything that you wanted him to?
Dennis, here's a better suggestion.
He could still be answerable to where they get up and break the law. Since we elected him, we can still take him out.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Well,
it's pretty rare.
I'm saying it can be done. Even sheriffs have been, I'm sure, different parts of the country, there's been times where they haven't been reelected because, you know, the climate and atmosphere these days is different than the way it used to be.
Dennis, I think a better plan is to actually take away their sovereign and limited immunity. If people could sue them for the actions that they commit, things that they do that are wrong, if people could bring lawsuits against them,
not the individuals, but the individuals.
The and if at that point, I think they'd be a lot more careful about whose face they'd shove into the pavement.
Because right now they're protected by, what was it called, qualified immunity?
Qualified immunity.
Yeah.
Where essentially, if you try to sue the officer, they'll basically tell you, sorry, you have no standing, you could maybe sue the department, and you'll usually kick your case out anyway. So, yeah, you're right, Mark. There is no liability and no accountability, or virtually no accountability. And here's another suggestion for you, and the Market for Liberty has a more detailed explanation of how this could work. But to essentially take the police department out of the hands of the government and to, you know, turn policing or protection services into another market function that is provided by people in search of profits or charities or whoever, or volunteer groups or whoever wants to provide those services, to essentially make it so the police will become accountable by the fact that you could then vote with your dollars. And voting with your dollars is always a much more powerful and effective vote than voting in some sort of political system, because then if the police are doing things with which you disagree, they're hurting people or doing whatever things that are bad, you could just simply say, I do not want your services anymore, you're fired, and pull your money away from them without having them come and steal your house from you, which is what they'll do today if you try the same thing.
Well, today, if you looked at any of the cops out here and said, I don't like what you're doing, you're fired, they just probably laugh at you.
Yeah, they chuckle. That's right. Dennis, any other thoughts?
Well, one thing is I can say that it's a known factor that they all lie on their applications anyway, and that is a felony for that. So even just for that, they could all be fired.
Thanks, Dennis, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Leroy in Pennsylvania. Leroy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey,
what's
on your mind?
I called in tonight. I had been following this story about Chevron.
What's that?
And they lost their lawsuit today for the pollution that they had caused in Ecuador.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And yeah, it's been going on for about 20 years.
Oh,
and they've really damaged the life of a lot of the Indian tribes down there. And I was really glad today. It was like a victory for me. I don't know why, but I was really glad that they had lost that lawsuit, even though Chevron's going to appeal it. At least they lost the first round.
What court did they have it in?
It was in the court in Ecuador.
Okay.
And one of the reasons they actually lost this, they almost won it. But what happened was, just like Nixon did, you know, it's the cover-up that causes the problem. He hired a man to pretend that he was an actual reporter, and then he tried to use his words to get the judge to say certain things. Then he edited the tape and provided it to the newspaper. Well, then it got out. Unfortunate for him, he didn't take everything with him. Some people got a hold of the tapes, and the judge, who was actually the judge in the case, found out that this man had set him up, you know, to pretend to be a crooked judge. Now, there was no money taken or offered, but he just edited the tape, and then he got busted on it. Then it come out that he worked for Chevron, and that pretty much sealed it for them.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, so, but I don't doubt that they're going to appeal it, which is unfortunate. But these large corporations, even here in Alaska, with the Exxon Valdez, it's my understanding that these guys never paid their fine.
Is that
it's
right?
It's been what? Yeah.
Well, now, here's a question for you. If they were to pay the fine, would that money go to the government bureaucracy, or would that money actually go to people who had property damaged from the spill?
Well, there you go. Bureaucracy is always in the way, isn't it?
Yep. Hey, thanks, Leroy. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. So frequent that these things happen where people get fined.
I don't know what percentage of Alaska that's owned by the government is, but it's tremendous.
Big chunk.
Yeah. Tremendous. I would suspect it begins with a 9.
You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Ron Paul has been, you know, all of a sudden resurging after this CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference that happened, what, last week or something like that? Last weekend?
I think it was over the course of the past weekend.
The whole week or weekend or whatever. Anyway, a lot of liberty-minded people apparently went there, as I understand it, to kind of infiltrate this conservative event.
Well, these people, the liberty-minded people, consider themselves to be conservatives in many cases. Ron Paul will speak of himself as a conservative at times. He'll slip fluidly between the title of libertarian and conservative with no problem.
Right. Well, I think...
You don't have to like the way he uses the term conservative, that's the way he uses it for himself.
Well, my point here being that all these liberty-minded people came in and have once again elected Ron Paul as the winner of this CPAC poll that they do at this conference 2 years in a row,
Gary Johnson came in third.
And so the status quo, those who support it, are very upset at Ron Paul's continued popularity. And Forbes is lashing out in an article entitled Ron Paul Pushes Financial Crack to America's Working Youth. We'll explain what they have to say here in a moment or take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You can dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it time for a new roof or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722. And Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that you'll find there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailers, carrying dozens of categories and probably, I don't know, millions of items. It seems like they've got everything, almost at least. And you can enter through our special affiliate links from worldwide Amazons, US, UK, Canada, Germany. You start your shopping experience through shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see different flags for different countries, Amazons. You just click on the appropriate one. It'll take you to Amazon. And when you do that, Free Talk Live gets credit for whatever your purchases are. So it's the same great Amazon prices and service and shipping. And Free Talk Live gets some money out of it. So go and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Ron Paul pushes financial crack, according to Forbes. So, they write, and this is Rick Unger over at Forbes. Look, we're not doing such a good job being government these days. We make promises, and we don't know about the future. Would you consider opting out of the whole system under one condition? You pay 10% of your income, but you take care of yourself. Don't ask the government for anything. Predictably, apparently that's what Ron Paul said at CPAC.
You know, I would take that deal in a second.
Predictably, the young in attendance went crazy in appreciation. Why not? Paul's proposal has all the earmarks of those credit card offers flooding into the mailboxes of college students, promising instant purchasing power today by using debt to be paid back at some time in the future. How many kids at 18 years of age don't enjoy that opportunity?
Wait a second. What's this analogy? It doesn't make any sense. Because the government would you have to take care of yourself. So the government wouldn't need to spend as much money.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this future thing you're spending credit on?
Well, what he's saying is here that Ron Paul is making it so kids will take all their money and do what they want with it rather than being responsible and saving for their future. And we need the government here to make sure there's a safety net.
What does the government have to do with saving for people's future?
Social Security. We need to have the government to make sure that
Social
people are safe.
Social Security is a terrible program that the government has robbed every chance that they've had. And
the government's supposed to take care
government
of people.
Government tells lies. We haven't figured that out from 75 years of Social Security.
But
suddenly they're going to stop telling lie.
People are still getting their checks, Mark. So
people are getting their checks today, but they're getting they're becoming worth less and less over time. Have you seen inflation?
The checks are getting smaller, and especially Medicare is not covering anything anymore.
And they're raising the age of retirement, and et cetera, and so on. They're changing the rules.
Yeah, these young people know that Social Security isn't going to be there when they get to that age, so why in the world should they be interested in it?
I just stopped.
Here he goes. Let's continue with his analogy here. Anyone who can still recall being young knows that the future is a pretty abstract concept. Most kids intellectually grasp that day will come, but the day is so conceptually remote that it is certainly not something the young worry about in the present. After all, what's more important, spending a fortune you don't have to impress a girl with a front row concert seats, or worrying about how you're going to pay for it sometime in that all too nebulous future? Yet Representative Paul wants to take advantage of our youthful desire to please ourselves in the now at the cost of forfeiting the future. If you doubt the inherent inability of the young to plan for life's many challenges that they simply cannot relate until they get older, consider the reality of the young immortals, the millions of young adults who are certain that they have no need to participate in health insurance programs because they are young and healthy and expect to stay that way.
Socialized medicine too?
I don't know, maybe. Why spend all that money on insurance premiums when they can spend it on something more relevant to present wants and needs? And who can blame them? Insurance is expensive, and it's gotten that way because of government regulation.
Oh, and not to mention that the younger you are, the less likely you're going to need the insurance. So you're playing a statistics game.
The result
People
of this
do that every day. When you get into a car, you're playing a statistics game. You could very well die in it.
The result of this thinking is at the very heart of the skyrocketing cost of health insurance in America. With insufficient numbers of healthy people, the young, to balance the insurance pools, the pools have filled up with people more likely to be sick, putting pools way out of balance. Of course, this translates to dramatically higher insurance premiums for everyone. He's, of course, ignoring the fact that health care is exorbitantly expensive due to government interference and regulation, which tremendously overregulated and controlled.
If it wasn't for government, I mean, I don't think at this point I would even need health insurance if government had not meddled in medical to begin with.
Right, because you could pay out of pocket.
Yeah, anything that could happen to me.
It'd be so cheap.
Yeah. I mean, barring, I don't know, getting cancer or pregnant.
Everything would be cheaper. Yeah. Pregnancies, Mark, you've read statistics on the air where, I mean, back in the 50s or whatever, before government really got involved in health care.
I was talking more about the food I'd eat.
It was like, what, a couple days of pay to go to the hospital?
If you took it out into real dollars, today, if you equated it out, it would have been a $500 visit. It's $10,000. It's hard to imagine.
Today, you mean?
Yeah, that the government multiplies the visit by 20 times, but that's what the numbers bear out.
$10,000? Don't women have kids on the side of roads and stuff? Why do you need $10,000?
$10,000? You have $10,000 to go have a kid.
That better be the best drugs in the world.
We're going to come back to this Ron Paul thing maybe tomorrow night. We've got Kevin on the line now. I want to make sure he gets on the air here tonight. Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT.
Hi, what I'm calling about is I'm 56 years old.
Yes, sir.
Starting in 1960, you had John Kennedy came into power and began equal opportunities for everyone. And what I feel he did was he corrected the wrong from the Civil War, where for 100 years we freed our class of people, but we didn't give them economic justice. So for the last 50 years, we've been trying to correct those wrongs. And that's really what the base of our society, the problem is we've put us in turmoil for the last 50 years. We've come a long way. But just think if we could have started in 1865, we'd be much further along. And at the same time, we've eroded our manufacturing base, and there's just not enough jobs for people in this country.
I don't know if I quite understand what you're getting at. Maybe I'm a little confused.
Are all the problems that we have today racially caused?
A lot of it is, a lot of our situation is because we had the welfare programs, the equal opportunity programs, which were very costly.
Disastrous.
The correctness. Yeah. All this has put our society into a turmoil. Plus, if 150 years instead of 50 years, people were allowed to marry who they wanted, individual society would be much further along. It'd be a bigger melting pot, and
I support people being able to marry whoever they want to. I mean, I absolutely think that should be the case. I don't know if that's going to solve all the problems in this country. I think the real problems come from aggressive force being used against peaceful people of all shapes and sizes. I think that has a lot of unintended consequences that are just disastrous.
That goes back to the control people exerted after the Civil War. Certain municipalities, we have certain groups here in Indianapolis we have a tremendous problem with our police force. That our little towns around here have city courts, and if you drive into those towns, you make one mistake, you're getting a ticket or you're going to jail and you're paying an exorbitant amount of months of money. So I totally agree with you there. But the only way we, you know, eventually we have to privatize everything. I sell MedSups, which is policies to people 65 and older to cover their medical coverage. And I totally agree with the fact that everybody should have, you know, Medicare for everyone. We should also
have Medicare for everyone, or you mean a government program?
It's the only way to level the field.
No.
Well, no, that's stealing. You don't get to
level the field by sinking it into the basement for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. They stole money from my grandpa his entire life, and now they can't give him anything back in Medicare, and he's dying.
Well, you could dissolve the whole medical program, but the doctors are in charge. So the only thing that the Medicare program does is it does assign a fixed cost to everything.
You don't want that. That's central control. That's where a group of bureaucrats arbitrarily decide what something is valued at instead of consumers and producers meeting on price at various different points for various different reasons. The current medical system is messed up, there's no doubt, but that's because of government meddling and government interference. And you just agreed with me a moment ago about people being aggressed against, and then you turned around and you said people should be aggressed against wholesale in order to provide health care.
How else are you going to get the money? Because there's going to be at least one person, probably millions more, that disagree. And so the only way to get money out of them is to threaten them.
The only reason I have to say this, I'm looking at the fact we've got to get to one point before we can go totally free. So
you don't get totally free by going to tyranny.
Yeah. You can't tighten the noose so you can loosen it. And this is what the Republicans do when they talk about, we got to shut down the borders so we can make the country free so that we can let the immigrants in. I mean,
freedom audition.
It's the same thought process.
Well, if you have the answers, I would love for you to be able to control the country and take care of it.
I don't want to control. Yes, that's the answer. I don't want to control anything. I don't want to take over, and I don't want to tell you what to do, and I don't want to tell anybody else what to do. But I do have an answer, and it is freedom, and it is allowing other people to live their lives as they want, so long as they don't aggress against other peaceful people. And that's the answer. But the only way we're going to get there is by bringing people together. First of all, educating people as to those ideas, and then bringing people and getting them to apply them consistently across the board, and then bringing the people that are the most consistent about it and the most willing to take some risk and do some activism to the same place, which is why we all moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But stay tuned, because we're on every night there in Indy, and we'll be giving all kinds of solutions over time. So thanks for the call tonight. Back tomorrow. See ya. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.